Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. And I've seen him in so many things. You've seen him in Saving Private Ryan, True Grit, Green Mile. I don't know how he didn't win something for his portrayal of Roger Maris. He just blew me away in 61. I mean, maybe he did. I just don't know about it. But he should have won every day for the rest of his life for that role. He was great. He has played Bobby Kennedy on screen. I think he did. He won an Emmy for that. Better than anybody. And I say this with great deal of respect to a lot of the wonderful actors who played Bobby Kennedy. This man played Bobby Kennedy better than anybody has on screen. I saw him in something I thought was totally underrated called Knockaround Guys, and he was terrific in that. He is a terrific actor. At least three times I was watching him, and I didn't even realize it was him, and I just had to look to see who the actor was. It's Barry Pepper. He is absolutely terrific, and this Friday he'll be opening a new film, Trigger Point, and I'll be first online to see it, and about a week later you'll be able to get it on DVD. He is absolutely terrific. Barry Pepper, how are you?
Hey, very good. Thanks so much. Wow, what a wonderful intro.
Well, listen, it's deserved. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but it's a diverse group of people that you've played a lot of different roles, and it doesn't seem like they scare you off. I mean, you played Dale Earnhardt and Bobby Kennedy. You've played Roger Maris and the guy in the Green Mile. I mean, you don't mind the diverse acting roles that come towards you.
No, and I think I kind of end up with those roles by default because I kind of stay away from social media, and I really don't. I'm not always present in talk shows and magazines, and I stay a little bit, I kind of keep my rural life to myself and raise my family, and that's what's most important to me, is that anonymity and privacy, and so that can be a blessing when it comes to being a character actor, because you can kind of seamlessly, disappear into these roles. Like you say, sometimes you see an actor, you're like, oh, that's just so-and-so with a mustache on, and it kind of breaks the fourth wall for you because they're so famous or they're so, they're always so present. And then, of course, the inverse of that is that you're not always on the top of the list for all the best roles if you're not as, out there and present on social media and all that. So it's certainly the way that it's made me most comfortable is to not chase it as hard and kind of live my life outside of that spotlight. I just don't think I was sort of designed to be live more of the celebrity life. And so, but it works really well as a character actor because you can just kind of disappear.
Do you remember being compared to anyone when you were first emerging? Did anybody say, this guy's the next this one, or this guy's the next that? Where were they trying to pinpoint you towards, if anywhere?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I do know that, the role of Jackson in Saving Private Ryan really kind of put me, in a groove to play, these assassins and gunmen and sort of psychopaths and snipers, and it just you get bombarded with those kind of roles, and it's just like, man, I want to play diverse roles. And so I just kind of really tried to navigate my way through that. I think that's more so what happens, is you kind of get typed because people really enjoyed you in that particular role that galvanized it in their mind's eye, and then they're like, okay, well, he can play the sniper in this one, and so you have to kind of avoid that. And I think, so it's challenging trying to navigate that sometimes.
Well, we've just named a bunch of things that you played, and nobody could say you're typecast in any particular thing. But again, you do play those folks very well. Tell us a little about Trigger Point, and tell us about your character there.
Yeah, this is much more of an action-driven revenge thriller. But it breathes, and it allows for the story to unfold naturally and keeps you guessing. I play Nicholas Shaw. He's the retired CIA special operator. He would have, you know, in his former life, would have led this an invisible team of assassins for the CIA, kind of guy who would terrorize the terrorists, if you will. And he's now in solitude, living off the grid when we find him. And we slowly learn about his past through these nightmares that he's having, these flashbacks about this traumatic event that's taken place. And because of that trauma that he's experienced, he only has these sort of shock glimpses and fragments into what transpired. And so what he does know is that he's been accused of having given up the names of his team, and they've been assassinated. And so he's just disappeared. He slipped off the grid, started a new life, and sort of is living with that supposed guilt. And then he's eventually tracked down by his former CIA handler, played by Colm Feore, who convinces him to join him in hunting down the assassins that are responsible and clearing his name, essentially. And that's sort of our jump point into the movie.
Well, listen, it sounds terrific. I'll be tuning in right away. But listen, anything you're in, I could watch. I could watch you. I could watch a Barry Pepper film festival straight through all day long. Terrific, honestly. And again, before I let you go, I'm sure there's a lot of natural ability there, but you put a lot of effort into these roles, right? I mean, there's no way you played Kennedy like that just naturally. A lot of work went into that. Am I right?
Yeah, I really enjoy the research. You know, that's where I kind of create the skin of the character or find the armor that I can wear that makes you feel invincible on set. You know, the mask that you put on, and I love that because it really gives me comfort I can improvise after that. It's second nature. I really can feel like I can. You know, I can live the character and not be grasping for it. And so, yeah, it's really nice to have some lead time to embed yourself. And I mean, I must have read every book there was on Kennedy, listened to every speech. So you really go down the rabbit hole,
well,
for sure.
Well, listen, great job not only on that, but just putting together a body of work that's just it's impressive. But, I mean, the quality of the body of work is even more impressive. So congratulations on all of that. We got to let you go. Is there anything this year? I don't know how fluid your year is. It's crazy with the pandemic. But is there anything you want to mention before you leave? And then I know you said you didn't do social media, but if there's any place to follow you, a website or anything like that, let us know there. What's the rest of the year look like for you?
You can go to barrypepper.com, and you can also look up Trigger Point, probably under Trigger Point Movie or triggerpoint.com. I just finished a film called Solitary with a Nate Parker directed film with David Oyelowo. And so that's another project people can look out for. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, well, can't wait to see a Trigger Point. Barry, thanks for being here.
Right on. Have a good day.
Barry Pepper, everyone. Trigger Point. You can see it this Friday, and the DVD will be out like a week later. This guy's a terrific actor. He played Kennedy. I was thinking he should have gotten something for Kennedy, and he did. He got an Emmy for Kennedy. I mean, shame on me for not knowing that until just a little while before I talked to him. He should have got something for Roger Maris, and for all I know, he did. But he is a terrific actor. You saw him in Private Ryan. He was crazy in that, you know, and just. I mean, it's hard to second guess guys under fire and all of that, but he was, you know, he played a little bit of a psycho. He played a psycho, and he does that very well. But True Grit, he was terrific. Green Mile, and 61, the Kennedys, of course, is Bobby Kennedy. Knockaround guys, I know the guy who directed that, Brian Koppelman. Well, you know him from a long time ago. He's the son of Charles Koppelman, who was a music business mogul, the head of EMI and SBK and whatever, and Brian was in the music business for a while and directed Knockaround Guys, and Barry was his lead in that. It's a good movie. I think it's an underrated movie, and you know, again, it's just it's everywhere you look, this guy Barry Pepper shows up. and he does a terrific, terrific job. Again, he plays a tough guy very well, but he plays some complicated roles. He plays some very diverse roles. I did a great job with Dale Earnhardt too. As if you think about the different people, maybe Dale Earnhardt and Roger Maris kind of, I don't know, they're different characters, of course, but maybe it matches up. You kind of have the accents, but then you watch that, and then you watch Bobby Kennedy, and then watch him in The Green Mile. He's terrific. Barry Pepper has been our very special guest. Thrilled to have him. Trigger Point is his latest. And again, check it out. It's in theaters and it's streaming. And you'll be able to get it on DVD shortly. And again, Barry Pepper, wonderful actor, has been our very special guest. Emmy Award winner Barry Pepper has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down. This is Frank McKay.